been a team, a defense that has always historically given time giving you trouble. Is it the same defense you see on the field this year?
Yep. It's a great defense. It's funny. We're just laughing. We say, you know, you watch all these other teams play them, you know, over the last 6 years, and there's things that are open, and we get down there, and it's like they always seem to have the answer for whatever we challenge them with. So we've had some rough days offensively against them, and you know, it's the same group of guys that are always leading that defense. So it's going to be a big test. I know their record, obviously. I don't think really indicates what type of team they are. They've been in a bunch of close games, and they have a lot of talent. And like I said, they always have the right answers. So it's going to be we need some great days of practice, and hopefully we can do better than we've done the last bunch of times we played them.
It's obviously a lot of 3-4 defenses and a lot of schemes. What makes those schemes different than other 3-4 teams? You see a lot of
They don't do them as much 3-4 this year. But anytime you got Jason Taylor on that side of the ball and Zach Thomas, I mean, those two have been a staple of that defense since I came into the NFL, and they're always making plays on the ball. They don't make mistakes. They're great leaders. Their communication is always right on. So as long as those two guys are there, we're always going to have a hard time with them because they're so disciplined in what they do, and they're always making a lot of plays.
How much will this team miss Sam Morris?
We'll see. You know, Sammy's done a great job. There's no doubt about that. I'm sure he'd love to have played this week, but you know, we'll see how that goes. We'll see how his shoulder does, and hopefully he's back out there as soon as he can get out there. But the other backs, in the meantime, we're going to have to fill in. I think one thing that was great last week was the way Kevin Falk stepped in there and played, and against a regular defense, running a bunch of runs that he probably hadn't run in a few years since Corey got here. So we're going to need more of that.
You personally, 2-4 against them. I mean, you've not had good times against them yourself.
In Miami.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're a tough team. They're a tough defense. They challenge in a lot of ways. They got great pass rush. We always talk about double coverage on the receivers. Well, it's a lot of double coverage on the receivers, and they force you to hold the ball. When they hold you the ball, man, that clamor is really close. Wait, that's a close-up. You see that?
Tell a reporter to step back.
That's right. God, I'm distracted now. No, we're on too good of a roll here. I'm not going back to that conference room.
How about this one? With Maroney being out, with Sammy being out, the running game, can you talk a little bit about that, you know, missing those two guys?
Yeah.
What's going to have to happen here?
It's a test. It's a test for the offense. And anytime guys are down, other guys have to step it up. Other guys have to pick it up. So hopefully we're able to fill in this week against, you know, a team that we always have problems with, especially down in Miami. So we know in 2004 they were 2-11. We were 12-1, and we got our butt kicked. So we got to play better than we did that day. We got to play better than we have against them the last four times we played them. We averaged 12 points a game, averaging like 70, 80 yards passing or something like that.
Tony, talk about your another cover on Sports Illustrated. Have you seen it yet?
I haven't. No.
Tom, you guys have been so good in the first quarter. How important not to allow their crowd, their players, to get amped up early in this game and give them some hope, continuing your trend? How important is that?
Yeah, it's always a great atmosphere down there. There's always a lot of excitement for that team. And we get quite a bit of Patriot fans down there as well. Everyone kind of displaced down there in Florida. So it's a great environment, and we need to – we always need to get out to a fast start, and we've done a pretty good job of that this year and played with the lead. And, you know, this is definitely a team you want to try to get up on. You don't want to get behind and be forced into a passing game against these guys, because with the way they rush the passer and they're able to cover the receivers, it eliminates so much that you try to do in the passing game. You really can't throw it quick because they're up there with man-to-man coverage on the receivers, and you can't hold it too long because, you know, Jason Taylor and Vonnie Holiday, they're coming. So got to try to get rid of the ball quick, and it's a fine line between you know, getting the ball out quick, but not so fast that their DBs are right on the receivers. You need time to create separation and routes.
Tom, how surprising was it to hear Phillips basically challenge you to beat the Cowboys?
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, he basically put the onus on you to say, wanted to see if you guys could beat him through the air.
Yeah. He got his answer. So, you know, whoever teams try to defend us, whether it be the way Romeo tried to defend us or Coach Phillips or, you know, Coach Cameron down there in Miami, you got to be prepared for whatever they do. So if they want to make it a passing game, you have to go out and execute. And the only way to do that is to, you know, if they want to decide that's the way they want to play you, then you got to take advantage of that. And if they want to defend the pass, you got to make them try to stop the run. And it's hard if, you know, they make you pass and they're able to stop you. And it's hard if they make you run and you can't run it. So either way, we have to be prepared for whatever kind of the game ends up going, how it ends up being dictated to us.
It's about that time where you could get Troy Brown back. Would you be eager and Troy could make a contribution to this passing game?
Yeah, we're always excited to have Troy around. He's we all know what Troy's all about. He's one of the greatest players in the history of this franchise, and he's a great teammate and a leader and a captain, and he sets a great example, and he's a great playmaker. And I know he's excited. I think he's been bored as hell out, you know, working on just all the conditioning stuff. He's ready to get back to playing football.
As you know, as well as his passing game's been going, and as old as he is, could he still contribute to this passing game, make you take it up even another notch?
He's not that old. I'm sure a lot of you guys are older than he is, so I wouldn't go saying you all so old. He's still a young guy as far as I'm concerned. He still runs around and makes a bunch of great plays. He has done that for a long time, so I look forward to him doing that this year.